I think I need to plan a trip down to Lexington. There's a bear I have to see at the Kentucky Fork Kentucky Fun Mall.
I saw this yesterday, and I texted you, mm-hmm. and I said, I can't believe I just saw this, but it apparently is a real thing. So I was watching the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
And there was an ad, mm-hmm. and it was, you know, you're just half paying attention, whatever. And it's an ad about this, it's a movie, mm-hmm. and this bear is like this crazed bear. And so I'm kind of intrigued, and then I start watching it, but I don't really have the volume up, so I can't really hear. But then I see at the end, the thing says cocaine bear in big letters, and then it says rated R. Mm-hmm. So I'm then led to believe that the name of the movie is Cocaine Bear.
It is.
But then I paused. Well, it is, but then I paused. Surely, even in Hollywood, which is totally 100% out of ideas, would not resort, has not stooped so low that a movie called Cocaine Bear would be a movie that they would put actual people's hard-earned money mm-hmm. behind. But then it's
a real thing.
There's actually a movie called Cocaine Bear.
It's a black comedy thriller.
What does that mean?
That's a lot of genres mixed up into one movie.
What in the hell is that?
It's a black comedy thriller, and it was produced by Elizabeth Banks.
Uh-huh.
And it is inspired by a true story. It's not based on true events. It's uh-huh. inspired by true events.
So it is
events.
A comedy.
Part of it.
It's like dark humor.
Dark humor, yeah.
Very morbid, but it's mm-hmm. it's supposed to be funny.
Now, I saw that Matthew Rhys and the other chick from The Americans are in this movie. Carrie
mm-hmm.
Russell
mm-hmm.
Are in this, as is another character who is pretty prominent from The Americans. So I don't know, like, if they just poached the cast of The Americans and said, you are no longer Russians. You are now people being chased by a cocaine bear.
By a bear.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going? Do we have audio of this?
We do have audio.
A little clip?
Yeah.
All right. Here's a little bit of the movie.
Millions of dollars worth of cocaine fell from the sky this morning in Knoxville, Tennessee.
There's more of this out there. They dumped it somewhere.
I'm looking for my daughter.
Forest is a dangerous place.
Hey, Henry, check it out. Something got into it. A deer, maybe.
A lot of cocaine was lost.
I need you to go and get it.
No, don't eat that, don't eat that.
Let's see what kind of effect that has on you.
The bear, it did cocaine.
Okay, so the premise of this movie I'm gathering is some drug lord, dealer, whatever,
mm-hmm.
lost a bunch of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
They send these people out to get the cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
They encounter a bear who got to the cocaine like before they did.
Yeah, and then the bear goes on a killing spree because he's all hopped up on the cocaine.
Well, sure, why not?
Okay, but
I mean, we've gone from, in 50 years' time, we've gone from The Godfather to Cocaine Bear.
So, yes. So some of that is true, like I mentioned, inspired from a real story. There uh-huh. was this 175-pound bear that died after ingesting a duffel bag full of cocaine. This happened in 1985.
Uh-huh.
However, the bear didn't go on a mad killing spree
right.
and maul people in the woods like it does in the Cocaine Bear movie.
Are you paying your hard-earned money to see this movie?
No, but I'll watch it when it comes out, you
Kevin,
know, on like the Amazon
Prime
or something.
Would you part with your hard-earned money from this fine job you have to go see this movie?
I think the three of us should go see it.
Together.
Yeah.
We'll put Rob in the middle.
We'll give a little report the next day on the show.
Cocaine Bear.
You could not pay me money to go see this movie.
It's going to be in, theaters on February 24th?
Yeah, and it'll be out of theaters on February 25th.
Okay.